Around the country, there's been a backlash against the Supreme Court's ruling on eminent domain. 6 weeks ago, the court ruled that local governments can seize private homes to spur economic development. That has enraged property rights advocates and prompted a flurry of state and federal legislation. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports on how the decision is influencing a bitter fight over eminent domain on the New Jersey coast.
Rose LaRosa steps out of her small, tidy cottage in Long Branch, New Jersey. From her back porch, she can smell the salt air and see the ocean just a couple of blocks away.
I mean, it's so pretty. I love it. Look at the big lawn I have. My dad had the fountains built back in the 40s. How can they tear that all down?
LaRosa, who's well into her 70s, says her brother, who fought in World War II, urged their father to buy this house back in 1944.
Every letter he wrote, Pop, buy that house. When the war's over, we'll have a lot of fun. 3 months later, he got killed. And my dad came right out and bought it without even looking at it. And now they want to take it from me. I mean, come on. My mom and dad gave up their son for America.
Rose LaRosa is caught in the middle of an ambitious effort to revitalize the oceanfront in Long Branch, a town of 32,000 people about 50 miles south of New York City. The $1 billion plan is well underway. Using eminent domain, the city seized vacant lots and blighted neighborhoods and contracted with a private developer to build million-dollar condominiums and townhouses that now rise above the wide sandy beach. Construction continues, and under the final phase of the plan, LaRosa's house and 32 others that make up this little three-block neighborhood will be condemned, bulldozed, and replaced by more condos. But most people here, like 45-year-old Laura Vendetti, say they're not leaving.
We're not giving up our homes without a fight, and I don't think anyone in the United States should. If you don't fight for what's right in life, life's not worth living for.
The houses in this neighborhood are modest, single-story beach bungalows. Most have carefully tended gardens with signs posted that read, "Not for sale," and "Stop eminent domain abuse." The neighborhood group has hired a lawyer, dug in its heels, and created a major headache for the mayor of Long Branch, Adam Schneider.
We've tried to negotiate with them to see if somehow we could avoid the ultimate confrontation.
Schneider has been mayor since 1990 and the driving force behind the city's redevelopment plan.
I think I got a better picture of that.
He sorts through a pile of photos that show what the oceanfront used to look like, a burnt-out pier, boarded-up buildings, and vacant lots.
Once the pier burned, the businesses closed. Even the liquor establishments didn't stay open. We were so distressed at this point, even the go-go bar couldn't stay open.
Schneider says the redevelopment effort was carefully planned with lots of public hearings, and he says it helped re-elect him 3 times. He's encouraged by the recent Supreme Court decision, which found that fostering economic development is an appropriate use of eminent domain. Municipalities have traditionally used eminent domain to seize private properties to build bridges, roads, and schools for public use. But the High Court said it's also okay to take properties for private economic development because it has a public purpose. Mayor Schneider says his redevelopment plan is already benefiting the public good in Long Branch.
There's no question the greater public good is at stake here. 15 years ago when I became mayor, we don't have money for parks, we don't have money for recreation, we don't have money for cops. You know, we don't know how we're going to pay all our bills. Well, we figured out a way to go from 70 cops to 100 cops, which is one of the reasons crime is down. You know, we were a town struggling to survive.
The mayor says the protesters had a chance to object years ago when the plan was first proposed. But now that the town has signed a deal with a private developer, it's too late to spare one small neighborhood and upset the master plan.
So the protest started when things were getting significantly better, and they were getting better because the city had entered into contracts with developers to improve the neighborhood.
But their objection started when they realized that they were going to lose their houses.
Right. It was okay when it was happening to other properties. It's not okay when it happens to them.
This is Pier Village, the centerpiece of Long Branch's redevelopment plan. Here, where the old pier stood before it burnt down, is an oceanfront boardwalk, boutiques, and this Greek restaurant. There are condominiums for sale in a brand new 3-story building with a big yellow sign that also offers luxury rentals. This is the new face of Long Branch, New Jersey.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi there.
This is my father, Carmen Vendetti.
Yeah. Mr. Vendetti, nice to meet
you. Laura Vendetti has assembled several members of the neighborhood group, including her father, a retired truck driver, and her mother. These people have rejected offers to have first dibs on the new condominiums and a promise that their monthly expenses won't increase. Anna DeFaria, 79 years old, says the development plan is a boon for developers and wealthy out-of-towners, but not for long-time residents like her.
What good is going to come out of this by throwing us out of our homes? It's good for some people. It's good for the people that come in from New York. We worked very hard for our little bungalow. It's our dream house, and now they can just come and take it away. We're going to fight till the end. I told them they're going to have to take me out in handcuffs.
There's no amount of money that's going to make us move. And people think everyone has a price. Our group doesn't have a price.
That's Laura Vendetti again. She was disappointed by the Supreme Court ruling on eminent domain, but says she's encouraged by the outrage that followed.
The Supreme Court actually might have did everyone a favor. Had they won the decision, you wouldn't have had this public outcry to stop eminent domain.
The High Court's ruling has indeed sparked a backlash. At least 14 states in the U.S. Congress are now considering measures to limit the power of eminent domain. Here in New Jersey, the legislature is considering a constitutional amendment to protect private property. And Michael Panter, a Democrat, is among several state legislators proposing laws to stop the seizing of private property for economic development.
When you look back historically, many of our ancestors came from other countries because they were fleeing governments that had that heavy-handed type of power. So to see it exercised here in the United States, I think is, in the true sense of the word, un-American.
How are urban areas supposed to survive if they can't do redevelopment?
That's Adam Schneider again, the mayor of Long Branch, who says Panter's proposal would hurt cities like his.
If his goal is to say you can't take property for purely economic reasons, if he wants to say you've got to work around anybody who doesn't want to go, then what he's saying is cities will die.
It's not clear yet what kind of support there is in the New Jersey legislature for a law to limit the power of eminent domain. And it's doubtful it will come soon enough to help property owners in Long Branch who expect eviction notices any day. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.